The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you look above you now, if you've got a vision of the sky somewhere, wherever you are, you might glimpse through the clouds some things in the air. And those things are kites. They're budget kites that the government fly this time every year. They test the waters. They want to find out what will grab the public's imagination. And the flight that they have chosen to fly today has to do with transport and what incentives might get people out of their cars and onto public transport and onto bicycles as well. So a suggestion from some in government that they're looking at ramping up the help to, not the help to buy scheme, that's help to buy your houses. What do they call it? The bike to work scheme. They're going to ramp up the bike to work scheme, and they provide no detail on this, but one would suspect that they might increase the limit of that scheme so you could buy a more expensive bike or even an e-bike to get you to work. Maybe that'll encourage you to cycle. Maybe they'll allow you to do it more often so you don't have to wait 5 years, I think it is at the moment. Maybe every couple of years you could buy a new bicycle. And they're certainly looking at making it available to the self-employed as well as to employees out there. Would these things make you get on your bike and cycle to work and cycle around town, whatever town that happens to be you're listening in from, and get out of the car? 087 1400 106. Our reporter Bella Finn has been out and about on the streets of this town of Dublin today, finding out what the appetite of the public would be to these increased incentives.
The Lewis or a bus and things, you know, they're just flying by you then and you're waiting and that disrupts your whole day, and it kind of makes you just want to give up on using them as a reliable source of transport, that you do just end up in your car.
Free bus could be super nice, yeah, but I don't know how it can be possible.
Having more cycle path could be better, especially because I'm crossing the city centre. Sometimes it's kind of dangerous.
Cycle lanes wouldn't bother us, but if there was more buses, you would use more buses.
Yeah, if there was more options and more times. You know, like that they go a bit later, go a bit earlier, you'd have that option there, you know, instead of having to drive everywhere.
I'd love to make it a bit easier with being able to pay with your card. For example, on the bus, you need a leap card still. So I'd love to be able to pay with my actual tap on my phone.
All right. Some suggestions as to what might get people off cars and onto public transport and onto bicycles as well, which is the focus of this conversation. Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent, is with me. Jess, am I right then you don't cycle around?
I don't cycle and I don't drive. So I'm already the best girl in class because I'm not in a car. They don't have to get me out of the car, but they're not getting me on a bike.
Why
as
not?
Long as I live in Dublin city centre. So do you remember a few years ago we did a thing on this show actually with the electric scooter? So I took the electric scooter from where I live into where we are here now in Dublin too. The state of the cycle lanes. I actually thought I chipped a tooth at one point because the scooter was like dipping into potholes in the cycle lanes. I also was having palpitations because buses come right up beside you in the cycle lanes. There's no road etiquette. There's no manners. There's no cop on. And I just think I would feel as though, you know, my heart was in my mouth the entire time.
So it's a danger thing.
It's a danger thing. But I also do think, and we're lucky about it here in News Talk in that we do have showers in the office. But if you're pushing people to cycle into work, you have to make sure that there are facilities in the office so you can have a shower and you're not coming in a hot, sweaty mess. So I just think the joined up thinking of it for me isn't there. My big thing would be, as we heard there, you know, being able to tap on a bus with your phone, but also more trams. Like I live at the moment out in Leopardstown, and when I get on the Lewis in the morning, it is absolutely rammed with people. Yesterday evening when I finished talking to you, you were in Kenmare, I left here, went to Stephen's Green. There was a delay with the Lewis. I ended up walking four stops down the track because Stephen's Green Lewis stop was so packed with people. So we actually need better public transport infrastructure. Not all of those people can, will or would want to cycle for the safety reasons. So I think a more joined up thinking approach is needed here.
Brian Caulfield is with us as well. Jesse's the professor at the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin. Brian, do you cycle in Dublin?
For many of the reasons I think Jess just said, and I would agree with nearly all of the points that you just said there, I do think that cycling through the city is still, for me at least, not safe enough. I live a bit further distance away from Trinity, so it will be a longer cycle, but yeah, I don't.
So what is it that's dangerous about it? Is it the proximity of other road users to you as a cyclist? Is it the state of the cycle lanes? Is it etiquette? What more than anything would put you off?
But personally, I think it is the cycle lanes. It's also the cars parked in cycle lanes. It's the lane that my travel into Trinity wouldn't have that much segregated cycling. There's lots of buses in those lanes. So from that perspective, it's just, I don't perceive it as being safe.
What would make it safe enough for you to consider cycling?
The segregated infrastructure that I suppose that we're trying to bring in. But
so when you say segregated infrastructure, sorry, just to kind of for clarity, those wands that they put in some places or something more concrete, literally concrete, as in a low curb, you see suggested elsewhere.
That, and I suppose kind of what they have along the canals, that it is somewhat segregated. But I suppose, say, like, you know, there's lots of people that live around me that would cycle into the city, and I suppose perception is all part of the game, as well as whether or not people perceive it to be safe. Equally with public transport, whether or not people perceive public transport to be safe or viable and all these things. But public transport and cycling are up against a car, which is very convenient because it's right there. It's in most cases in Dublin and right across the country, is quicker and perhaps in some cases cheaper, and that's why people are using their cars more often.
Where I live, a long way from Dublin and Kilkenny, and a fraction of the size, there are scores of people in and around me who sit in their car and spend an awful lot longer sitting in traffic, going a couple of miles, not even, kind of a few hundred metres even, down the road to the school with their kids, because they just think it's too dangerous to have kids on the road, because you don't have double-decker buses, but what you do have is trucks, huge amounts of trucks on the road, flying by kids who might only weigh a couple of stone on a little bicycle. And it's hard to argue against them when they suggest that it's simply too dangerous. Here in East Meath, in Laytown, Bettystown area, cycling is too dangerous to let the kids out, says one listener. Justin in Dublin says, city west of Swords is 28 minutes in a car, but public transport for me would take 2 hours and 5 minutes. 50% of my colleagues would need 1.5 to 2 hours in public transport to get to work. Fortunately, the company allows 2 to 3 days a week from the home office. People can't just move because of housing affordability, says Justin in Dublin. Connor Falkman is with us as well, the transport commentator. Connor, you're something of a cyclist, is that right?
Oh yeah, I mean, I've cycled for years. It's kind of my main mode of transport in and out of town. It is a perception thing, I think, as Brian was saying. Statistically, cycling in Dublin City actually is very safe. I know it doesn't feel it, but if you look at the data, you know, when we were growing up, when kids of that generation 30 years ago were cycling to school, it was statistically a great deal more dangerous than it is now. And, you know, there have been some improvements. I have my complaints about the cycle lanes in Dublin. Some of them, I think, are very poorly designed. And don't get me started on the wands, Ciarán. But you can cycle. And every time somebody chooses to cycle, it is an incremental gain for the city. But you know, I suppose in terms of a philosophy, you convert more people to do it with benign positive measures like the bike to work scheme. And I think there's real potential for e-bikes as well, because if your range is just a little bit too long, there are some people who will cycle 10 kilometres into work, but it's beyond convenient for most people. But an e-bike kind of triples the effective range for the commuting cyclist. So I think we really should be supporting those strongly.
Though I think I understand, and you and certainly Brian might understand this detail more than I, but my sense of it is that in other jurisdictions, what they have found from looking at this is that e-bikes actually just take people off bikes, don't they? They don't actually take people out of cars. Just people who use e-bikes tend to be people who cycle.
Well, you know, people do what is convenient for them. And I think the thing about cycling or a bike or on a bike or an e-bike is once the habit is formed, it becomes sticky. So you get people who say, oh, God, I would never cycle. And, you know, then they do, and ask them 6 months later and they swear by it. It can take an effort to change habit, but once the habit is formed, it can stick. But in terms of a philosophy, it has to be around making it easy. And what you can't do is simply make the car user the pantomime villain of the piece and say to yourself that anything we do to bugger up cars must by definition be constructive. And I think that's a flawed approach.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're trying to live in cities that do have inadequate public transport by European standards. We're trying to invest in them, and that is all definitely good. But, I mean, Dublin City is pushing 2 million people now. It still doesn't have a metro from the airport. It's not the fault of the captive motorist. And they tend to be sort of pointed at as if they were, you know, the villain of the piece. And people do find that to be unfair.
One listener says it's laughable that you can't tap a card or a phone on public transport and buses. It's a shambles in 2024. Try to explain this to tourists and it's embarrassing. It's hard to disagree with that as well. I mean, you can find a horse box in the field on some riverside walk and you can tap your phone or your card to buy a cup of coffee. You can't tap to get on and off the bus. I like this text. The amount of chainsaws, hedge trimmers, lawnmowers and strimmers sold in the bike tour work scheme is hilarious. I know someone who bought two chainsaws through the system. No word of a lie. The bicycle retailer was also a garden equipment retailer, as many of those rural sellers might be. Long may the good times continue. Oof. That text is signed off. I wonder, why would you need two chainsaws though?
Well, that is
you must
really
be doing an awful lot of work in the garden.
That is a really good question. Just to derail back slightly to bikes, if you don't mind, from the chainsaws. The point around the e-bikes, I understand, and I have seen some great ones and all the rest, but my fear with pushing bikes as, you know, the be all and end all, and particularly e-bikes, is that Dublin is going to become an unfriendly city for pedestrians. I'm someone who walks everywhere. I love waddling. If I've got an interview on the other side of town, I will walk across town. I have lost count of the amount of times I have been walking and been whizzed by an e-bike within touching distance, to the point where you're kind of clipped. They are zooming around. They're not, and I'm not saying every cyclist, but some that I have seen myself are not adhering to one-way streets. They're coming out of nowhere. They're not playing by the rules of the traffic lights and all the rest. And so I think if we are going to be serious about embracing bikes and pushing people towards bikes, we need the most, you know, important element, which is cop on. Don't be on the road in any form of moving vehicle, whether it's a skateboard, a tractor, a lorry or whatever, unless you're going to follow the rules.
Jonathan says, our local bike shop sells e-bikes under a sign called Eco-Friendly Bikes. The bike you have to plug in and draw energy from the grid is apparently eco-friendly, but not the one that you pedal with your own legs. Amanda says, public transport took me 3 hours to get from Rush to Fingal to Marley Park a few weeks ago. Next time I will take the car. I still wouldn't cycle that. Brian, to bring it back kind of to the reason we're talking about this, which is the particular kite that's been flown today on kind of increasing the bike to work incentives or expanding the scheme. I mean, nobody here and none of the text messages are suggesting that the reason they don't cycle is because they don't have access to a bike.
No, and like I suppose you've taken a sample of three people of a city of 2 million, so there's a lot of hearsay in the discussion. But no, it's not. We need, as I said, better, safe and segregated infrastructure. In terms of, you know, how people get around the scheme that's currently in place, I've heard those stories too, and definitions of what a cargo bike is kind of tend to vary. But equally, like, you know, and I'm not a big fan of this mode, if we're going to push it out for electric bikes and other bikes, why not electric scooters? Why aren't they part of the mix in terms of a tax incentive? I don't think it's the right thing to do. I think they're quite dangerous, but that's another thing that could be put into the mix. But as Jess said at the start, we live in a city that the public transport, and myself and Connor have spoken about this a number of times, that public transport isn't adequate. We haven't delivered a new light rail line in nearly 7 years, and it's likely to be another 5 years before we deliver a 4 kilometer extension of the Finglas line. So I think the way the discussion is framed, in that, you know, if you don't, we need you out of your car and get onto this bike and the bike is cheap, I don't think that's the right way to do it. I think on budget day, government would be much better spending the money on more frequent and better public transport.
I'm cycling to school and then to work on and off for the last 35 years, says somebody. When you cycle, hug the curb and always signal before you move in any direction. I never had an incident. Niall in Dublin says, since May this year, for the first time since 1996, I get the Dart with a fold-up bike to get to work. I ditched the car. It works great. However, the worst street for cyclists in Dublin has to be outside Leinster House. From Ely Place to Pier Street Station is like the moon and full of potholes. Jonathan says, oh no, I read Jonathan's about the eco-friendly e-bikes. But this listener, George in Skibbereen, says, a good friend of mine was cycling to work from Clonakilty to the technology park up the road. Decided the road had chunks missing. He ended up on the ground. Luckily, no car was there to hit him. There was no shoulder or cycling lane, and this is not in Dublin. And one more for the moment, but loads and loads of people getting in touch. Three things will get me out of my car and onto my bike. One, safe bike lanes. Two, safe bike lanes. Three, you know what I'm going to say, safe bike lanes. Go to Utrecht and see how it can be done. 087 1400 106. Thank you all for the text. Thank you for your time. Jess Kelly, News Talk's technology correspondent, Conor Faulkner, transport commentator, Brian Caulfield, professor at the School of Engineering in Trinity College, Dublin.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.